News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pateek Ritsen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The TMC said on Sunday it disagrees with the Election Commission's observation that there was no premeditated attack on West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee in Nandigram and demanded a high-level probe into the incident, insisting the inquiry by election observers lacks credibility. However, party spokesperson Shogat Roy expressed satisfaction that the EC agreed that there were security lapses and took action against some officials. Earlier on Sunday, the Election Commission concurred with the report sent by its two special poll observers and the state government that there was no premeditated attack on the TMC Supremo on Wednesday, indicating that her injuries were the result of a security lapse. The poll panel ordered that Director of Security Vivek Sahai, an IPS officer, be removed from his post and placed under suspension immediately. The Superintendent of Police of Purb Medinipur, Praveen Prakash, was also suspended, while District Magistrate Vibhu Goyal was transferred. We disagree with the EC's observation based on the report of special election observers that there was no attack on Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. The report of the election observers lacks credibility and fails to inspire confidence. We reiterate our demand for a high-level probe into the incident, Roy said. Reacting to the removal of officials by the EC over security lapses, Roy said, "It is good that at least they have accepted that there were security lapses. It is a welcome move that the EC has removed the officials over security lapses. At least they have taken some action. We had raised this question as to how there were lapses in the security of the Chief Minister," he said. After reviewing the report sent by its two special poll observers, Ajay Naik and Vivek Dubey, and the state government, the EC concluded that Banerjee sustained injuries prima facie due to a lapse on the part of her security in charge, sources in the poll panel said. While Banerjee was using an ordinary vehicle, her Director of Security Vivek Sahai was in a bulletproof car when the incident took place. Also, no approval was taken from the returning officer of the area. Also, no approval was taken from the returning officer of the area where the incident took place, the sources said. Due to this, poll officials could not deploy videographers or flying squads, they added. The ruling All India Anna Dravida Munnetra Kazhagam in Tamil Nadu on Sunday announced its election manifesto that was filled with the usual freebies. Among the over 160 announcements, the biggest surprise from the EPS-OPS-led party came on the issue of the citizenship amendment laws. The AIADMK said it would make every effort to ask the central government to withdraw the Citizenship Amendment Act, or CAA, that had seen a mass protest, especially among Muslims, across the country before the pandemic spread. However, the AIADMK had voted in support of the law in the Rajya Sabha 3 years ago. The announcement is being seen as an outreach to the minority community ahead of the April 6 assembly election. The ruling party, headed by Edappadi Palaniswamy and his deputy O. Paneerselvam, also promised to subsidize expenses of pilgrims on Hajj and to Jerusalem. The BJP, that was left red-faced over the announcement, said it will discuss the matter with its ally. Party leader C.T. Ravi told News 18, "It is not harming anybody. Why are they raising the issue? Our party stands with CAA. For several years, they, that is those awaiting citizenship, are waiting for justice. We have given that. Our party is committed to that." The announcement also came in for a sharp criticism from the M.K. Stalin-led Dravida Munnetra Kazhagam, which has also promised to work towards scrapping the new law in its manifesto released on Friday. The AIADMK is in alliance with the BJP, having yielded 20 assembly seats to the Saffron Party in the state. DMK spokesperson A. Saravanan said the promise was a cruel joke. Who is AIADMK trying to fool? If not for AIADMK's 12 votes in the Rajya Sabha, this would not have been law. Their vote decided the fate of the CAA. They should apologize to the people of Tamil Nadu for allowing enactment of this draconian law, Saravanan said, adding that the DMK had in fact submitted 2 crore signatures from Tamil Nadu alone against the law to President Ramnath Kovind. Mumbai police officer Sachin Vaze arrested in the probe into the recovery of explosives from a car near industrialist Mukesh Ambani's residence was on Sunday remanded to the National Investigation Agency's custody till March 25. The NIA, which arrested 49-year-old Vaze on Saturday night, brought him to the court in South Mumbai after taking him to a local hospital for his medical examination, an official said. Vaze was arrested under IPC Sections 286 for negligent conduct with respect to explosive substance, 465 for forgery, 473 for making or possessing counterfeit seal, etc. with intent to commit forgery, 506(2) for punishment for criminal intimidation, 120B for criminal conspiracy, and relevant provisions of the Explosive Substances Act, the official said. He was produced before the court, which remanded him to the central agency's custody for further probe in the matter, the official said. The NIA arrested Vaze for his alleged involvement in placing the explosives-laden vehicle on Carmichael Road near billionaire Mukesh Ambani's residence, Antilia, on February 25, an agency spokesperson said. Vaze was summoned at the agency's Mumbai office at Kambala Hill in South Mumbai around 11:30 a.m. on Saturday to record his statement. The spokesperson said Vaze was arrested under sections of IPC and Explosive Substances Act after being questioned by NIA officials for around 12 hours. The case was handed over to the NIA after the mysterious death of Thane-based businessman Mansukh Hirani, who claimed that the vehicle had been stolen a week earlier. His body was found in a creek at Thane on March 5. Credited with eliminating 63 alleged criminals in encounters, Vaze, a 1990 batch officer of the State Cadre, was suspended in 2004 over his role in the custodial death of a 2002 Ghatkopar blast suspect, Khwaja Yunus, and was reinstated last year. Vaze, who led the team that arrested journalist Arnab Goswami in November last year in a suicide abetment case, had joined Shiv Sena while he was under suspension. Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray recently said Vaze was a member of Shiv Sena till 2008. Buckingham Palace plans to hand over an investigation into allegations that Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, may have bullied staff during her time as a frontline royal with Prince Harry in Britain to external investigators, a UK media report said on Sunday. Earlier this month, the palace had confirmed that a probe would be conducted after The Times published a leaked email from a staff member alleging that the former American actress drove two personal assistants out of the royal household and undermined the confidence of a third member of staff. Now, the Sunday Times reports that it has been decided that the inquiry would be handed to a third-party law firm to conduct an independent investigation rather than an in-house inquiry. Our commitment to look into the circumstances around the allegations from former staff of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex is being taken forward, but we will not be providing a public commentary on it, a Buckingham Palace spokesperson said. Several former and current royal aides who could not give evidence in court during Meghan Markle's recent legal case about privacy against a British newspaper are expected to speak to the inquiry. The actual worst incidences haven't come out. There are some harrowing stories to tell, the newspaper quoted a royal source as saying. The complaint against Meghan dates back to October 2018 when an email was sent by a member of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex's staff to a senior courtier. The email was forwarded to the HR department, but the complaint did not progress. The palace inquiry into the exact circumstances was announced days before Harry and Meghan's explosive interview with Oprah Winfrey was aired last weekend, in which the Duke and Duchess of Sussex made a series of shocking claims around the lack of mental health support offered to a suicidal Meghan and unnamed royals raising concerns about the skin colour of their mixed-race son, Archie. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.